You're listening to a message from Gateway Church Geelong. We hope it blesses you. For more information about Gateway, visit gc.org.au.
Well, good morning, Gateway Church. What a privilege it is to come around the Word of God today with our families online. We're going to be doing a two-part series over the next 2 weeks called Anchors in the Storms. How can we anchor our heart today with God's hope through all the storms, through all the challenges that we are even currently going through? Well, we see in the life of this man how he saw this incredible hope that anchored his heart. "Here I am," said a man, "getting along past the peak of my life and having nothing to show for my efforts. All these years I have striven so to give a true account of myself before God and my fellow man and have failed. Having the best preparation in college and professional school that money will buy, and having ample opportunity to show my ability in at least three different types of work, here I am, left stranded high and dry, like a miserable piece of ship wreckage on life's wide sea. There seems to be no work for which I am adapted. Sit on the bench beside me," said his friend, "and look at this giant oak tree before us. See how it drinks through its leaves the same air that the little plum drinks up yonder? It draws nourishment through its roots from the same soil. The same rain blesses them with its showers, and the same sun shines its benediction down upon them both. From all these elements in nature, the oak tree does not become a plum tree, nor the plum tree an oak tree. Each is governed by the inner law of its own being, which takes everything its nature demands and rejects what it cannot use. Look carefully, my friend, at the oak tree. It is especially like unto you, for it too is late in arriving. You cannot add one inch to your stature, but you can by being true to the grace of your own being. Even as the tree gives itself to the air and the sunshine in perfect trust to the great Father who governs all things, both the lilies and you draw unto yourself exactly the opportunities, the right environment, the friends that you need, and your success will be measured only by the dreams and the desires which are rooted within your own unique self. Your trust in God is an anchor for your heart today." Ephesians 2:10 from The Voice says this, "For we are the product of his hand. Heaven's poetry has been etched on our lives. We have been created in the anointed Jesus to accomplish the good works God arranged long ago." And as his friend walked away, but the man still sat there and stared at the oak tree until it became no longer a wish or a dream, but a living fact that the law which governed the oak also governed him, and that which was his could never escape him, and that which was not his could never really belong to him. And days went on for him, and a great quietness came into his soul. He could not understand it, because always before he had been unrestful at heart. Neither could his wife understand it, nor his friends. And then one day, a man came to him with a wonderful offer, which became the very door to a career of true usefulness and happiness. And how and why it came, he knew not. Neither did his friends, nor did he ever meet anyone who could tell him. But as he passed that oak tree one day, he suddenly knew that there was a power which was continually creating that which its inner nature craved from the silent elements without. And great calmness stayed with that man, a calmness that to others seemed colossal when those about him seemed lost in inconsequential things. Anchor of hope. You know, when we think about the Apostle Paul in the Bible, what is it that we know about him? For some of us, we know Paul as a preacher of the incredible gospel of grace. And when he wasn't preaching, he was a tent maker just so he could get the means to preach again. But Paul was also a disciple and a follower of Jesus Christ. Paul was a man who knew that hope was his anchor. But do we know what his heart longed for? Paul's heart longed for a life that was in complete surrender to Jesus Christ, so that the very life of Jesus could be his living artwork, heaven's poetry etched all over his life, and it is still being seen and witnessed by us today. My friend, this morning, what is it that your heart longs for? What is it that your heart desires? Jesus has put many desires, dreams in every heart, and I know that there is an incredible desire in each and every one of us. I believe that the Holy Spirit is going to give you a dream if you don't have one yet, and today the Holy Spirit is going to encounter your dream. His desires within you, and anchor your heart with supernatural courage for your journey this day, that you will stand in all that he has spoken over your life. His words, the word of God, it will anchor your heart today, just as his word anchored the very heart and life of Paul. God's supernatural courage is the anchor for your heart today. For Paul, Rome was the focus of his ministry dreams, but to reach his dream, he would have to go through many challenges, many trials, isolation, storms, and one of the greatest shipwrecks in history in Acts 27. For Paul, it was a literal storm, but it certainly can resemble the storms of our lives and the journey God has called us each to walk in. In our journeys, we will face many challenges, but with God and his grace, it's his ability, it's his might, his power through his grace, we can walk to the other side of every single storm. There may be storms in our health, storms in our emotions, storms in our relationships, storms that at times will shipwreck life around us. Brokenness may surround us, but God will keep us standing by his words of absolute grace and complete truth. So how are we to stand up in life's storms? We see how to stand through God's grace on the life of Paul, a preacher who presumably knew very little about ships or storms, yet in the middle of the storm said to the men, "Keep up your courage. Do not be afraid." Poetry was etched all over the very life of Paul, and those words he speaks into our spirits today. Keep up your courage. Do not be afraid. This morning, for some of you that have that dream, that have that longing to be fulfilled in your heart, that vision that God has caused you to see, don't second guess yourself. No second guess yourself. That's what the Holy Spirit wants to speak into your spirits this morning. God has given you a vision. God has given you desires that are in your heart this morning so that you can walk in the very desires that he has for you. So no second guessing yourself. When you do, your truth is Jesus in your desert. The word will cut through what is real and what is a lie. Jesus said to us in John 8:32, "Then you will know the truth." My friend, God will help you to understand and know the truth. And this truth, it will set you free. It'll set confusion free. Today for us, Paul's story starts with his dream. But every time Paul tries to walk in it, restrictions hold him back. This is a two-part series on the anchor in our storms. And when restrictions come, restrictions that we are facing today, What anchors us in the storms of life? My friends, this morning, what anchors you in the storms of life? So for this week, can we learn what happens with my dream when I'm faced with restriction? With so many delays, did I pick up a literal anchor instead of my spiritual anchor? In Romans 1:13, it says this from the voice, "If my brothers and sisters, you did not already know, my plans were set to meet you in Rome, but time and circumstances have forced every trip to be cancelled until now. I have deeply desired to see some good spiritual fruit among you, just as I have seen with so many non-Jewish believers. So you can imagine how eager I am to join you and teach you the good news in the mighty and diverse city of Rome." Paul longed to visit Rome. This was the very heart of his desires. As a young man, he had dreamed of going to Rome. Rome, the largest and most splendid of ancient cities. But it was the word. It was the word that God spoke into the very heart and life of Paul about going to Rome with this gospel of grace that brought a deep longing and a stirring within him. This was a longing in the spirit of Paul. So I ask you again, my friends, what is it that you long for? What is the deep longing of your heart? The vision, the dream that God has etched all over your life like poetry. Poetry that keeps on speaking to you. Artwork that keeps revealing his visions and his dreams in your life. And every desire to walk in more of it. Paul had every desire to walk in it. But time and circumstances forced every trip to be cancelled until now. Paul's dream was about to be fulfilled. God's truth will release more freedom into Paul's life. But this dream, in being fulfilled, would go through an incredible journey of accusations, trials, imprisonment, before he even got on the ship to travel to Rome. So why the delay? Why is it that we have so many delays when God has promised such great things? If Rome was his dream and his destiny from God, why the delay? I would say most of our struggles are in the delays. But here is the truth to continue courage in your hearts. What seems like delay is God's divine purposes. Can I say that again to you, my friends? What seems like delay is God's divine purpose. What looked like an incredible delay of imprisonment for Paul was God's divine purpose that we now have in our hands today through the words of the book of Philippians, Ephesians, Colossians, and Philemon. All the letters he wrote in prison, now four books of the Bible. So let's look at Philippians as he's writing this in jail. In every circumstance, Paul says, I have learned to be content. In the pages of Philippians, Paul conveys a powerful message about the secret of contentment. Although he had faced severe hardships, poverty, beatings, illness, and even his current imprisonment, bringing delays in every circumstance, Paul had learnt to be content. This was his anchor, the anchor of contentment. What does he say in the book of Colossians? What a glorious hope, Paul says. What a glorious hope that lives within us. When hope was absent in his environment, Paul rediscovered it in his enjoyment of Christ within himself. No matter where you live or what surrounds you in this moment, there is a burning hope inside your soul that does more than just carry you through it. It releases the heavenly Christ within. Paul speaks from prison of great comfort and encouragement. It can be found in Jesus. This was Paul's anchor of hope. Let's look at the book of Ephesians. Paul says we are the product of his hand. Ephesians 2:10, one of my favorite scriptures. For we are the product of his hands. Heaven's poetry has been etched on our lives. We have been created in the anointed Jesus to accomplish the good works that God arranged long ago. Ephesians shows us the unity of the church among diverse peoples, knowing together that in this diversity, through unity, together we are the product of his hand, the anchor that we are created in the anointed. And lastly, that book of Philemon, we are all equal. They were explosive words in this season and times. We are all equal. In Philemon, Paul speaks of a radical, new, explosive of way of thinking that we are all equal. We are all family because of God, our Father. There is partnership, there is fellowship. And this is where we hear the term koinonia. It means partnership and community and no inequality. Mutual refreshment, Paul is talking about. Equality versus slavery. These were explosive words. No more master or slave, but brothers because of Jesus. Paul was saying that there is now no longer any divide because of Jesus Christ. This was an anchor of fellowship. In jail, isolation from the outside world, Paul cuts through the isolation with God's revelation, bringing truth straight to our doorsteps of our hearts today. God's word is an anchor for your heart, my friend. So what has been the anchor in my season? For me personally, one word, values. What is it in isolation I truly value? What has become valuable to you in this season of restriction? You know, for me personally, it has been relationships. I value relationships. Relationship with God, relationship with my children, and relationship with my husband. And you know, there was this moment with my second son, and I discovered in isolation, I wasn't listening enough to my children. There was an emptiness I was experiencing, and I knew that I wanted to change. I desired as a mother to be generous with my listening, generous with my conversations, because what I valued most was a great relationship with my boys. I was quick with reactions instead of slow with kind responses. The type of relationship that when they grew up, they would be home for Sunday lunches and not to endure them, but to enjoy them. That's what I wanted my children to experience. In the beginning, which I'm sure everybody can speak of, isolation completely overwhelmed me. Online school, everybody home, mess, making breakfast, lunch and dinner. What was my life going to now change to? But maybe some truth was that would it bring delay to my life, delay to what I was doing. But what I discovered as I begin to receive courage from God to change was definitely not delay, but God's incredible divine purpose. It was one particular day, and my second child, whose excitement for new discoveries to buy new things, which seems to happen like clockwork, he loves to explain his new venture, his new thing that he wants to buy with great detail. And in the past, there were many times I would say, oh, not now, can we talk about it later? I'm just doing something. Or just let's talk about it after dinner time. I'm just a bit focused now. Each time crushing his excitement. But in reality, I was closing his heart little by little. So this day when he came with his new venture, with his new exciting item to buy, I responded straight away. I listened to every detail that he talked about. And I think because I listened and I engaged in conversation with him, he was actually genuinely shocked. So shocked that he told everybody multiple times that night, "Hey, Mum really listened to me tonight about what it is that I want to buy." And what I witnessed was his heart slowly opening. Since that day, I've listened to his heart, and listened to his heart has grown, and what has been left as forever is an imprint on our hearts of each other's words. I have discovered a new relationship with all of my children, a better, a sweeter relationship with them than I ever had before from restriction. My love grew for them so much that when it was time to go back to school, I genuinely didn't want them to go. Certainly not the words that I was starting to say at the restriction in the beginning. I really missed them when they went back to school, because what I discovered was sweetness of a relationship just because I started to change and value their words. God's divine purpose awakens our dreams. Dreams of the relationships we have desired. You see, my son's picture of me, it will change over the years. Many pictures of me will fade, but what will remain is my words. The words that have shaped them, the words that will shape them. Pictures change, but words remain. In Hebrews 6:19 to 20, it says this: "We have this certain hope, like a strong, unbreakable anchor, holding our souls to God Himself." We have this certain hope. This hope is unbreakable. It is an anchor holding our souls to God. When restriction comes to us, this is your anchor of hope. It is His Word. Paul waited for 25 years for his dream, but upon God's word, he got to Rome. Listen to this, my friend. He waited 25 years with delays, with restriction, with imprisonment, but upon God's word, that word was fulfilled. Today, with the challenges of restrictions, delays, God wants you to know that there is divine purpose in your life for this season. Maybe just like Paul, he had to find how to be contented. Is it contentment that you need to find today? Is contentment needing to be your anchor of hope? Hope, when it seems absent in your environment, His word becomes an anchor of hope in your absence. You can hear God's word for your life. My friend, this morning, you can hear God's word. We're just going to pray this into our lives this morning. Father God, I just pray for every single person today. Those that are struggling to find contentment through all this restriction. Father God, I pray just like Paul, that we would discover true contentment. Let it be like a hope of anchor to our souls, that we can move into a life of contentment. Father, today, just in feelings of hopelessness, in feelings of delays, Father God, you are our anchor of hope today with your very word. Holy Spirit, bring your revelation. Show us your divine purposes in every single one of our lives, for every dream, for every desire, for every longing of our heart to this morning. God, you have divine purpose no matter the delay. No matter the restriction, God, you are true to your word. So I speak supernatural encouragement to everybody's life today. No matter the storm, no matter the delay, God will get you to the other side. And just like Paul, you will walk into your dream. You will stand in your vision, because God's word is hope and it is an anchor to your soul today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.